Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Birlaw is our guest. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, right, John?
Yes, CEI.org is our website.
And tell us about it.
Well, you could get a lot of great stuff at CEI.org, like 10,000 Commandments, where we document,
Our friend Wayne Cruz produces that,
yes.
Yeah.
Red tape of about the federal the federal government produces each year. It's a red tape factory, and how that's affecting small businesses, consumers, entrepreneurs, and the other things that we do are comments that we make to regulatory agencies, like this one with the arbitration rule with the CFPB, and info about the lawsuits we filed on behalf of entrepreneurs like your listeners, that community bank against the CFPB, and we've challenged all the way up to the Supreme Court part of the Sarbanes-Oxley law.
Do you get the idea that the financial regulators, in the Fed, the financial regulators, the CFPB, that these folks are looking at the community banks as the enemy? Do you feel like they're being extra rough on community banks? I do.
I really do. I mean, it's you know, as much as they will mouth support of community banks, the Obama administration made the absurd argument with recently that community banks actually benefit from Dodd-Frank because look at how much they've grown under that, and it was a very skewed.
That's a lie, John.
Right, it is.
That's a
it
lie. Dodd-Frank has squelched community bank development.
They've
put a bullet between his eyes.
They've consolidated or they've gone out of
one bank. So one community bank has been chartered. Community bank has been chartered since 2007, and we've lost 2,000.
We have, and well, two have been chartered since.
Well, then that's just happened. The second was just happened.
Right, you're right. It just happened.
So I want to move over. Before we run out of time, I want to move over and talk about another area. There's a lot of peer-to-peer financial business that's on the horizon. Some of it's already happening, like crowdfunding, that sort of thing. What is the CFPB? The CFPB doesn't like any of that, does it?
Well, its rules would harm that, or may strangle it in the cradle, like with the arbitration rule. It's just like because when class action suits, lawyers will sue everyone involved, so they sued the peers doing the lending, and that's what appears to happen in this one suit against.
Are you saying that if I invested money into a tranche of funds that went out and was split up, who knows, maybe a penny went here and a penny went there, that because my name is on a list of a tranche of investment money, I could be a co-defendant?
Yeah, arbitration rule would make that much more likely, and even non-profit.
You mean getting rid of the arbitration rule?
That's the rule that would ban arbitration clauses.
Right.
The arbitration clause is going to protect including in things like Kiva, which is the nonprofit lender where borrowers don't even, some of the lenders don't even charge interest to the borrowers, making them or having the agreement to go through procedures protects the peer lenders from being subject of lawsuit. But, yeah, if you get rid of that, there's a much greater chance that you want to help someone out and maybe get something for yourself, you could end up being sued, yes.
John, one of the things I've talked about quite a bit over the last seven years has been the main reason I think the economy stinks and has stunk now for all these years, and it's because of the anti-business rhetoric and policies coming out of Washington. This is an example of that, isn't it?
It really is. And ironically, it hurts, you know, the smaller businesses, because the more, and may end up actually helping the larger firms, because the larger firms, you know, have more money they can devote to compliance.
Yep. And to intimidation. Don't forget that.
Yes,
there's a whole lot. There's a whole lot to loss to defending yourself that comes from intimidation.
Right. So the rules reduce choice and competition.
You show up. You sue a big company. You show up with your local town lawyer. They show up with 16 lawyers. They just eight of them might just be interns, but they put them at the table and say, "Let's introduce you to our legal team."
Right. Right.
Whereas if you go into arbitration, that doesn't happen, does it?
No, arbitration, it ends up. I mean, consumers. You know, first of all, consumers usually get a larger award. It takes a shorter time. And for those that do go, end up not being settled. The consumers win about 50% of the
yep.
time, which is a similar record to litigation. But
John, let me ask you a quick question before we go. Is there anything that you can say good about the CFPB?
Anything I can say?
I need another hour for you to come up with something.
Well, one thing I can say good, it makes me appreciate other regulatory agencies, because even though they're screwed up, none of the accountability.
The Consumer Protection Finance Bureau, folks, is a bad agency. But CEI.org is a good agency. John Berloff, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Rob.
CEI.org, folks. Check out that website. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.